Blog Talk Radio.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations,
to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to an impromptu, spur-of-the-moment episode of Trek Talking and Beyond. We do these from time to time when something big hits, like we did with the Discovery Season 2 trailer, and like we're doing tonight with the announcement of Strange New Worlds. We talked about this a couple of times on the show over the past month or so, and yes, Strange New Worlds, Captain Pike is real. It's happening. I don't know when we're going to see it because of the COVID-19 stuff with the production being halted, but Strange New Worlds is a reality. It's happening. If you'd like to call and talk to us about it, share your opinions, what you think, what you'd like to see, whatever, our phone number here is 646-668-2433. I'll just say that one more time for you guys. 646-668-2433. Although the last 4 years and every podcast we do, always the same number. You should have it in speed dial by now. But give us a call and we're going to talk about Strange New Worlds. With me, as usual, one of my Trek experts from Trek Talking and Beyond and many other podcasts that we do, as well as our new one, Sounds of Sci-Fi and Horror, is Charles. And Charles is out in Las Vegas. How are you doing tonight, Charles?
I'm doing good. I went and took a walk this morning, came back in, looked at Facebook. It's like, okay, I just got flooded with all kinds, most of the same article.
Yeah.
And I saw from all kinds of sources.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And so when I saw the articles, I posted it on our Facebook page, and I got in touch with Charles and my other co-host and some other friends of mine. And I said, look, you know, we got to do a show tonight. We got to talk about this right now. We got to strike while the iron is still hot. Now, at 3:45 this afternoon, Eastern Coast time, they dropped a trailer. Well, I don't want to say trailer. CBS All Access dropped a video. And it was Anson Mount, Rebecca Romaine, and Ethan Peck announcing the new show. And if you missed it, guess what? I have it, and I'm going to play it for you guys right now.
Strange New
World.
You asked. We listened. It's happening.
Wow, I'm so glad I finally get to share this news with you guys.
Speaking just for myself, I have never received more love from a fan base than I have from the Star Trek family.
Without you, this wouldn't be happening, so thank you so much.
I can't wait to put on that gold Starfleet uniform and deliver number one right along Captain Pike and Spock.
It is a huge honor.
And it means even more for us to be able to announce this right now at a time when so much of the planet is hurting.
The ethos of Star Trek is so curious and welcoming and unifying.
And we're going to get to work on a classic Star Trek show that deals with optimism and the future.
Here we go. I can't wait.
And I guess there's only one more thing to say. Hit it.
Man, you know, I love Anson Mount. He's like, like the man. I just got to meet him at a convention. I did get an opportunity to meet Ethan Peck last summer, as you well know, at Trek Conoroga. My daughter and I met him, and he was incredibly awesome, open, friendly, a really great guy, really, really just thrilled that the fans were accepting him so much and well aware of the pressure of walking in the footsteps of Leonard Nimoy. So he really appreciates that. And I think it's great that they have a show, that it finally happened. And of course, Rebecca Romaine is back as number one as well. Now, one of the rumors we've been reading for about a week or two, which I haven't reported, on our Trek Talking page, because I don't like to dabble in rumors. And if we're going to talk about it on the show here, and it's our theories or our conjecture, what we'd like to see or whatever, that's one thing, and we'll tell you guys up front if we do that. But normally, I only like to report on facts like this. Star Trek Strange New Worlds is going to hit CBS All Access soon, don't know when, with the COVID and all, but it's a reality. Now, another thing that I've been reading about, which ties into this, they've been calling this new show Star Trek Enterprise, which we all know. I the reason why I didn't mention it is because we already know Enterprise exists, and I thought maybe they made a mistake, you know, whatever. But when they were talking about Enterprise, what these news outlets meant was Strange New Worlds. And apparently, we're going to see not only Captain Kirk, but also Uhura. And they're looking to cast new actors to play both of those roles. So I don't know if we're going to see, like, Lieutenant Kirk, maybe, when he was on the Farragut, maybe. Maybe we'll see Uhura before she was stationed on the Enterprise. And bear in mind that this is not the JJ universe. So what we saw in Star Trek 2009, Star Trek Beyond, and Star Trek Into Darkness has no bearing on this. This is the Prime universe that we're talking about. And we don't know really much about the Star Trek characters before TOS in the Prime universe. So Strange New Worlds gives them an opportunity to show us a little bit about where Kirk and the rest of them came from, as long as they don't overdo it. If they do it right, like they did with Picard, with Riker and Troy, that would be phenomenal. So what do you think, Charles? Are you looking forward to this new show?
Oh, definitely. It's this show. It's one of those things. It would never have happened without the fans. This is completely fan created. Not the saying the fans wrote it. It's because the fans sat there and said, we want more Pike. We want more of the Enterprise crew. And if you don't put Enterprise in its name, we don't have to limit ourselves to the Enterprise. As you just said, we could visit the USS Farragut also. We could visit Star. We could spend a little time in the Academy. Who knows where we could pop in? But
and
we're starting right off the bat by getting our three favorite characters back.
Absolutely. Now, I'm wondering if they're going to have the characters that were in the cage, if they're going to recast those guys as well. If we're going to see, what was his name, Dr. Boyce, maybe. And who was that other character? I'll have to go back and watch The Cage.
Yeah.
But there were some other characters in The Cage that were on the Enterprise with Spock and Number One and Pike.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Doctor. The Doctor especially, I wouldn't be surprised if he might pop back in. But I like your idea, too, that we could sit there. CBS was able to recreate these characters in the prime time and give us realistic characters. And now you say it's like, you're right. We could see a young Kirk. We could see a young Uhura. We could see a young Bones. Who knows who we've got. But they've got the chance to sit there and bring these characters back, but not in a reboot, but to sit there and bring them into the series.
Yeah, and if they do it the way they brought Pike and Spock and Number One into Discovery, then you know, I think they're onto something here. And my question, I don't know how many episodes. I'm assuming it's only going to be 10, maybe 12. Because that seems to be the standard in all these streaming shows these days, 10 to 12 episodes maybe. So there's that.
Yeah.
Also, I've read conflicting reports as to whether or not it's going to be episodic or whether or not it's going to be a streaming story arc like Picard and Discovery, or maybe a hybrid of the two.
My guess is this thing is so new that I think they're just starting to write stories. We don't know how they're going to put it together.
Yeah, we just, I do know from reading articles, interviews with Anson Mount and things of that, and some of the producers of Discovery when they were working on it, that they said they were going to try to be more episodic. Now, I got to be honest, I got to go out on a limb here for everybody that's listening and say that as much as I love Star Trek, and if you know me, you know that's true. I'm not a hater. I never have been. I love Star Trek, period. That's all there is to it. There's some I like more than others. It's not like, you know, if it says Star Trek, I'm just going to just dive right in and love it. There's some Star Trek that I don't particularly enjoy, but I watch it all and I like it all. Some I just like more than others. Having said that, I am not sure how episodic Star Trek would work on a streaming service with today's viewing audience. Now, the old audiences that are used to watching TNG and TOS and Voyager may disagree with me on that. But I also, unfortunately, people like me and the older audience are not who they're going after. They want the younger audience that's going to pay for CBS All Access and watch these streaming shows on their iPhones, on their wristwatches, on all the other devices that are out there. So I'm not sure how episodic would work. What do you think, Charles? Do you think episodic, would you be interested in tuning in every, what do you think?
I was kind of conflicted, thinking I'm not sure if we want to keep it as a series of episodes or we want to go an episode of the week. This one I might see as episode of the week, but we also could show a timeline where it runs in sequence so that you still might want to keep up with each episode to know what happened before, like we did with Deep Space Nine.
Yeah,
you could skip a week, add a little bit on some of the relationships, some of the different things going on.
Now, if we go back and look at Star Trek as it's progressed through the years, not Star Trek through the timeline of Star Trek, but as the shows were produced, when we get to Voyager, you know, they're completely episodic. But when we got to the end of Deep Space Nine, they started doing story arcs, mainly the Dominion War. And they threw in some story arcs with the Klingons and that nature. But Enterprise was very heavy on the story arcs. Star Trek's been changing to story arcs. And let's be honest here. If they were doing episodes, let's look at Picard. They throw in an episode with Riker and Troy and just do an episode and move on. Would you be satisfied with that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? The way they presented it, the way they moved on, the way Riker came. I mean, the whole thing was part. Riker and Troy were not just thrown in there as a nostalgia, which, you know, they were there for a reason and a good reason. And they fit into the story.
Yeah.
It gave all of us fans exactly what we wanted. And it just was perfectly done in that storyline.
Right.
If they were to do that as an episode of the week, would it be the same?
True, because we've also discussed the issue where when you're dealing episode to episode, and let's say we have the creature of the week, you sometimes wonder what happens to the creature of the week. You can only just have so many Wrath of Khan or such, where we're able, with Q, having them come back. It was nice to have these characters come back more than once, instead of like, okay, they come in, they're here, they're gone, and you never know what happened with them.
Exactly.
And it left you a mystery of saying what did happen to them. Whereas we don't have we don't have that as much of a mystery in the new series is because they fill in those gaps.
And something else that we have to, that people need to bear in mind too, which I've made this point before. Oh, by the way, guys, if you're listening and you want to call and jump into this conversation with me and Charles, our number here is 646-668-2433. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about Star Trek Strange New Worlds, the Captain Pike series, with Pike, Spock, and number one being played by Anson Mount, Rebecca Romaine, and Ethan Peck. It's happening. It's real. So give us a call if you'd like to talk about it. So here's something which I've said before. When you watch episodes of Star Trek, you know, how many times did Riker get offered a promotion? And we already know at the beginning of the episode, he's not taking the promotion because then he'll be leaving the show. So that entire story arc is a total waste of time because it's going to go nowhere. We know it's going to go nowhere. And how many times have we had a character come in that's been a really good character, like Kalar?
Worked twice.
My favorite Klingon character, Kalar, she's in an episode, she flies away. Then she comes back later, they kill her, and that's it. So when you're doing episodic TV, there's a downfall to it that you don't get the opportunity to spend as much time with these characters as you'd like to. But on the flip side of that coin, when you're doing 24 episodes, and again, it's not a fair comparison because we're not ever going to see 24 episodes again. We're down to 26, or we're down to 10 or 12. So you're not going to be able to have an episode of like Spock's brain, for instance, or any of the number of TNG episodes, because they don't have that time for filler. So that we're not going to get to see a lot about these other characters, which is something that people complained about as far as Discovery goes. But it's the way the shows are written. It's different than how they were written, you know, 30 years ago.
Right.
You know?
Well, unlike Discovery, where we started the first season and we didn't know really the bridge crew, I think this will be an episode where they can really make that up because we got definitely a pretty good knowledge of Pike. One on Spock, we didn't get a whole lot of number one. But I think we're going to be able to know their bridge crew a lot better. And I think we're going to get to know more of their bridge crew. Because we've already gotten the main characters. So we can focus like, oh, there's our navigator. Here's our engineer. Here's our doctor.
And let's not forget, Charles, that Section 31 is going to be taking place right around the same time as well.
Yeah.
So maybe this is how they're going to get Georgiou, Emperor Georgiou, from 900 and some odd years in the future back with Pike and the Enterprise. Maybe this is how they're going to do it. Maybe through the Enterprise, they'll do some type of, I don't know, they got to do some type of time travel thing because we know that she knows Captain Pike because Pike winked at her, if you remember. When she says to him, oh, I'm from the Mirror Universe, and he winked at her. Remember that episode? So they know each other. So, you know, there's an opportunity.
Well, the thing is, the unique situation is Pike knows about Section 31. Unlike
Kirk, he does.
Pike does know about Section 31.
And Pike also knows
about
the Discovery.
And he's got connections in there because he's got connections with Ash.
That's right, Ash. That's right. And Ash could show up as well. I don't know. Now, when is this series, is Strange New Worlds, going to take place right where we left off with Pike?
My guess, within a few weeks, if not right after.
Yeah, because if
they could start the first episode of watching the Discovery go by and their work on working on what happens after.
Yeah, because
so we could easily, and the thing is, they could also go back and explain what happened to the Enterprise before the war. That could be discussed too.
That's true. That's true. The Enterprise.
They kept the Enterprise out of the war. What were they doing? That question could get answered.
That's true. You're absolutely right. They could explain why Enterprise was kept away from the war.
Story arcs that could be touched.
Now, the COVID virus is not affecting their post-production as far as story ideas and writing and episodes and things of that nature. They're just not having a writer's room and all sitting around the table. They're Skyping and that type of thing. And we do know for a fact, if you guys remember, about a month, longer than that, maybe 2 months ago, Rebecca Romijn was launching a series of jewelry on on ESCNN or whatever, the Home Shopping Network.
CNN, Home. HCN,
yeah, whatever.
HSN. HSN.
Yeah, that, yes, on that. See, I watch it all the time. That's why I knew it. But anyways, and they asked her about Star Trek, and her response was that I've been working on Star Trek here and there. Very cryptic response, here and there. So, you know, a couple of months before the COVID lockdown, she was working on Star Trek. She said so herself. And we also got similar leaks like that from Anson Mount. So it's interesting. I'm really looking forward to it, to see where they go with this. I'm really excited because I love Anson Mount. I think he's awesome. I loved his portrayal of Pike, and I liked the way they showed Pike. Remember that introduction where they showed the cage and they transitioned from Jeffrey Hunter into Anson Mount as if it was his memories, just to clarify the fact that the cage happens in the same timeline and this is the same guy? I thought that was an incredible way of saying to everybody, look, Anson Mount is Jeffrey Hunter's Pike. This is the same character. I thought that was awesome. So, hey, we've got a caller on the line, Charles.
All right. I got a comment after we're done. Go ahead.
Let me see if I can figure out how to answer this thing. There we go. Good evening. Thank you for calling Trek Talking and Beyond. What's your name and where are you calling us from tonight?
It's Shannon from Kentucky.
Kentucky. How you doing, Shannon? What's up?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I just saw your thing a couple minutes ago. I'm like, oh, man. I missed all the great stuff y'all been saying the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Did you hear the kind of teaser trailer yet? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, well, you know what? I will play it again because that's the kind of guy I am. And we might have people tuning in late for the show that haven't heard it or maybe don't know what we're talking about. What we're talking about here, guys, is a brand new Star Trek series called Star Trek Strange New Worlds, starring Anson Mount as Christopher Pike, Ethan Peck as Mr. Spock, Rebecca Romijn as Number One, taking place on the Enterprise with the Enterprise crew that we saw from Star Trek Discovery. We've been hearing about this now for a while, but it's all been rumors until 3:45 today when CBS All Access dropped this video introduction by Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, and Rebecca Romijn, and I'm going to play it for Shannon and for you guys one more time. So here it is.
Strange. New.
World.
You asked. We listened. It's happening.
Wow, I'm so glad I finally get to share this news with you guys.
Speaking just for myself, I have never received more love from a fan base than I have from the Star Trek family.
Without you, this wouldn't be happening. So thank you so much.
I can't wait to put on that gold Starfleet uniform and deliver number one right along Captain Pike and Spock.
It is a huge honor.
And it means even more for us to be able to announce this right now at a time when so much of the planet is hurting.
The ethos of Star Trek is so curious and welcoming and unifying.
And we're going to get to work on a classic Star Trek show that deals with optimism and the future.
Here we go. I can't wait.
And I guess there's only one more thing to say. Hit it.
Hit it. That's Captain Pike's engage for Picard. Pike says, hit it. So what do you think, Shannon?
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. Now, I knew about the news, but I hadn't seen the little trailer part, but that's great.
I am so excited about it. The COVID shutdown has things on a standby right now. But as I was just saying with Charles, we know from Rebecca Romijn a couple of months ago, they were still working on it. She let it slip that she'd been working on Star Trek here and there. So I'm assuming that they have some footage available before the shutdown. I just don't know when they're going to pick up. I mean, we're still waiting for Discovery Season 3, which is finished, but waiting for post-production. Star Trek Picard Season 2 was supposed to go into production. That got held up by the COVID. And now we have Star Trek Strange New World. So we got a lot of Star Trek to look forward to. We just got to be patient and make it. We just got to wait. I'm like a kid waiting for Santa Claus.
Well, maybe we'll get the cartoon between now and then, because I don't need to go in to see people for that.
I think you're right. I think we might see Lower Decks before we see any of this other stuff. Absolutely. And we have another caller on the line, guys. Charles, go ahead. Go ahead, Charles.
I was going to say, I was looking it up, and I think it was approximately 15 days ago that Anson Mount changed his location on Twitter to Strange New World. It was 2 weeks ago that he changed his Twitter location. And I think that was his first teaser into the new series.
Yep. And I think that's a great name for it myself.
Oh, yeah.
So let me see if I can get the phone lines to not be quite so finicky, and we can see who we have on the line here. Come on. Why doesn't this thing work? There we go. Good evening. Thank you for calling Trek Talking and Beyond. What's your name and where are you calling us from tonight?
Well, it's Nate from Vegas.
I heard
that you guys were talking about some new Star Trek show.
It's been so long since we talked to you.
I know. Yeah. 2 days in a row. Can you handle it?
I know. That's just incredible. So what do you think? What do you think about Star Trek Strange New Worlds?
Well, first of all, wasn't this a title of an old 80s Star Trek novel?
It may have been an episode of Enterprise may have had an episode named Strange New World. I think.
Yeah? If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, but I thought it was an old 80s book. I'm looking forward to this. Pike was a great character, really made season two for me of Discovery. So really looking forward to what they can do for this. Now it is a prequel still to anything else that's previous. So I don't know, what kind of effects that might happen. I don't know what you guys have talked about yet, but him knowing his death is coming in sometime in the future, I don't know how the character would act. It may be interesting to see what he does, how he acts, knowing that for sure some way he's going to die, and knowing how he's going to die, so he might seem kind of invulnerable in certain situations, knowing he can go into something safely, knowing that, nope, I'm not going to die in this situation because I know I'm going to die in that situation.
So how they play with that.
What's that?
Yeah.
He's injured on the ship. He saw that. So any place he's off the ship, he should be fine. See, right? He could be kind of fearless off the ship.
Yeah, so I don't know how they'll play the character that way. You know, if he gets a god attitude, for instance, it'll be unique and interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, Nate, I looked it up, and Strange New Worlds was a Star Trek Enterprise Season 1, Episode 4. While stranded on an uninhabited planet, Trip, Mayweather, and T'Pol are overcome by paranoid fantasies caused by hallucinogens. That kind of sounds like a TOS episode, doesn't it? So, yeah, it was an episode of Star Trek Enterprise. But do you remember?
Actually, Nate was right on both accounts, because Star Trek Strange New Worlds was a book series. Started in 1998. Kind of stopped in 2007, though they were trying to do an e-book. But it was also a book series. Based, I think, in the TOS era.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking on Wikipedia right now. Apparently ran from May of 98 until all the way, actually, to the e-book in 2016. Interesting.
Wow.
So let's go back to Pike for a second here. Do you remember in Such Sweet Sorrow Part 2 when the missile lodged in the in the hull of the Enterprise, and Admiral Cornwall goes down to disarm it, and Pike comes down to help her. And Cornwall says to Pike, I don't remember the exact words, so I'm paraphrasing here, says something along the lines of, well, if you're not supposed to die here, then you can stay and disarm the missile, and nothing will happen, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And Pike's reply is something along the lines of, well, there's no need to test fate. And he leaves, and she dies. So he had the opportunity at that point, because that's what I was thinking to myself. When the missile lodged in the Enterprise, well, why doesn't Pike go down there? He can't die. Pike cannot die right now.
He can die.
And he did go down there, but, you know, there was no need in testing fate, and he left. Because if you remember, he was under the impression that if he died there instead of where he was supposed to, or not supposed to, but where the what do you call it? Was that a vision? Would you guys call that a vision?
No.
I don't know.
It was a vision. It's a vision, but you remember what he touched that caused those visions.
The crystal.
Right,
it was
a crystal.
It was the time crystal.
So Pike was concerned if he died there instead of where he was supposed to, that would change the future. So he left and didn't die there. So I think he would be the same character. I hope, based on that one scene, anyways.
Yeah, that leads me to believe that no, he won't get a god complex, and so that it won't be an issue then.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it, though. I'm really psyched about the whole thing. We know that they were going to do it because we heard Rebecca Romijn say that she'd been working on Star Trek here and there. When we're going to see it, though.
Star Trek.
They did do some short treks, which was keeping it alive. But with Picard season 2 coming up, they're still trying to get Discovery season 3 out. Now they're working on Strange New World. They have Section 31, and they have Lower Decks. And then there's an unnamed series, which some are calling Starfleet Academy. Again, we don't know what the name of that one is. But then there's Star Trek. I forgot the title of it. Help me out here, Charles. What was the title of that other Star Trek series
that we talked about?
Nope, there was another one.
No, it was the other one they were coming up with was the other cartoon, which was going to be on Nickelodeon.
And what was the name of that one? A Legacy?
I think it was Legacy or something like that.
So we've got a lot of Star Trek in the pipeline.
Yeah.
With this with this COVID thing, I don't know when we're going to see any of it, unfortunately.
Well, wasn't, trying to not botch his name right now, the head of CBS and Star Trek.
Kurtzman.
Kurtzman was originally protecting. It's like, I want to have us with an endless stream of Star Trek going on. Well,
yes.
He's getting the point where he's getting it. Because
he
we're
did,
getting
he did say
all
that.
These theories. Well, thing is, Section 31, they couldn't do Section 31 until Discovery was done. Mm-hmm. Now that Discovery is done, they're allowed to start working on Section 31.
Right. I agree.
But we could always intermix. Since the nice thing with this series is we've still got a ship. They haven't done, I'm sure they haven't done a thing to the Enterprise. We got a set ready to go already.
Right. And I think you're right, Charles. If they're, Kurtzman did say that they wanted to have Star Trek on around the clock. I mean, not around the clock. I mean, all year.
Around
they wanted to go
the year.
Right, around the year. They wanted to go from Picard into Discovery, into Section 31, into Strange New Worlds, into Lower Decks, into Legacy, into Starfleet Academy. And then when that ended, they'd start the cycle back at the beginning again, and that they you would continuously have new Star Trek available on CBS All Access and Short Trek.
That'd be awesome.
So you're right. This seems to be the direction that they're moving into. So that if they go with 10 to 12 episodes, you know, per show, you know, you're talking 2.5 months per show. So you're talking, what, 6 shows to keep it going around the clock like that? But again, the COVID thing is really going to put a crimp into everything. So, unfortunately. But I'm really psyched about it because I love Pike. I thought he was.
You know, I just finished watching all 700 whatever hours of Star Trek, and now, especially after talking about Enterprise last night, I'm going to have to start watching again. So I have something to watch until they come back on.
Yeah. I just watched an episode after our show last night. I went back and I watched the final episode of Enterprise, These Other Voyages. And I don't know why I did it, but I did.
I didn't get a chance to say it last night, but I didn't, because I was watching it out of order, plus it was weird, like, I watched it during the Emperor Cold War, and so when I was watching it 2 years ago when I first started, I was complaining to my teenager who was in the room with me about this isn't right, you know, they're stealing starships or doing all stuff. I'm like, that's not the Federation. My kid's like, yeah, Mom, they're not the Federation yet. I'm like, okay.
No,
that's not true.
The Federation.
I got by my teenager at that point. I'm like, that makes so much more sense. I could enjoy it so much better.
Yeah,
it was pre-Federation.
Right.
As the three of us from Trek Talking are doing, we're in the middle of reading the first novel of the series, and one of them for me that I'm looking forward to probably getting more details on that we didn't get enough in Discovery was Una. She is an interesting character, and we don't know much about her in the series, but that book
we
definitely talked about some of her abilities.
We do learn that she's not human. We'll find that out in the book. And when we talk about it on Book Nook, I'll tell you guys more about her. But she's not human, and that surprised me. She's not human. She looks human. Everyone thinks that she's human, but she's not. She comes from another race that's highly intelligent, like Mr. Spock. But she's not at all.
But she's not a sin.
But,
and the reason that I've heard that she's called number one, that might be from the book, was not the fact that she's second command. It was her nickname because she was number one in the academy in her graduate year.
I heard close enough to her name that they just started calling her that.
Right. So, Nate, are you back? Did you make it back?
Yeah, I got discoed there. I'm here. Can you guys hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I saw
you disappear and come back. So, Nate, what do you think? We were talking earlier, Charles and I. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to find out if it's – I'm assuming that it's not going to be any more than 10 to 12 episodes because that seems to be the standard for streaming shows, 10 to 12. But what do you think? Do you think they're going to do 12 individual episodes, or are they going to do a story arc, or are they going to do a hybrid where they have three episodes that tell one story, three episodes that tell a story, and then three more that tell another story? What do you think?
Well, I don't think there's been any announcement whether it's a miniseries or a full-blown series yet. I would like to see a regular, not a miniseries, but a regular series that does do a mix, just like your standard series. Okay, you may have a two- or three-episode arc, and then there'll be one-off episodes that are character-driven episodes. I was watching, as I posted you guys earlier today, I was watching the Trek Yards live stream about their thoughts on it. And something, now you mentioned, I think you mentioned Kirk being thought of as rumored to be in this series. They
and
mentioned
Uhura.
Also that Uhura is rumored to
yep.
be in the series.
Yeah.
And then another thing, I don't remember if it was either Sam or Stewart that said it, or one of their commenters mentioned something about it would be interesting to have Dawson, that's her last name, right? Or am I thinking of somebody else? What's her? Oh no, it's not. Rebecca. Rebecca's her first name, yeah. That she not only playing number one, but maybe playing Nurse Chapel as well, just to, you know, flow back into Majel's original two roles on the show. That would be cool. I don't know when Nurse Chapel got aboard the Enterprise, but that would be kind of cool if she did do double duty like that with the two characters.
Now, we were talking about this earlier. At this point in the Star Trek universe, Kirk is a lieutenant on the Farragut at this time, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know where Uhura is or where the rest of the crew is, because as I stated earlier, this is not the JJ universe. So what we saw
correct.
In the movie is different. So what people don't get confused, okay? What we saw in the movies is different than this. So we don't know where – we know where Kirk is. We don't know where Uhura is. We don't know where any of the other crew are at this point in time. Now, I do remember seeing Sulu in the cage. Isn't Sulu
Is he in the cage?
Is he standing around on in the engineering
no.
room or something?
You're gonna make me use my Google Foo here and find out.
I don't think he was in. I think he was in the second casting.
Yeah,
oh, he
might have been
in
Where No Man Has Gone Before, but I don't think he was in
right.
the cage.
That's right. He was in Where No Man Has Gone Before. That's right. That's right. So I don't know where these characters are. So. We know where Kirk is, but we don't know where Uhura is. Maybe Uhura's on the Farragut with Kirk at this point in time.
Yeah.
Because I know it's the JJ verse, but a lot of the stuff they put in those movies they got from the prime time. She did say she was originally assigned to the Farragut to Spock, and she says, I want the Enterprise. And he reassigns her from the Farragut to the Enterprise. So maybe she is on the Farragut, and Kirk comes aboard as well, and that's how Kirk meets her, and that's how we're going to see the both of them on Strange New Worlds. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says here on Wikipedia that Sulu's first appearance was in The Man Trap, which I think actually aired before Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Yeah, they aired them in a weird order. I think it's great because I think it gives them an opportunity to explore a part of Star Trek that hasn't really been explored at this point in time. And it's really close to TOS as well.
Yeah.
So we could theoretically see Scotty, you know?
Well, I would look forward to seeing the possibility of Robert April on there, because we've only seen him in TAS.
That's true. He was the original captain of the Enterprise before Pike. If I remember, April was the captain for the first 5 years, and Pike was the captain for the next 10, and Kirk was the captain for the next 10.
Right.
So,
that'd be kind of cool to see Robert April in there.
That would be. That would be. And you know something else too, Nate? I just thought of this. Thank you for bringing that up, because I my brain hadn't gone there until you said that. April was on the animated series, but with today's technology, there's no reason why we couldn't see some of the things from the animated series in Strange New Worlds.
Yeah.
You know, like, what were they, the Phylogians, for instance, the plant creatures, the Retlaw plant. You know, there's no reason why, or maybe even the Kzinti. I mean, we did hear Riker mention them on Picard, but we've never actually seen them.
What about the cat crew person?
The cat girl that Majel played, voiced.
Emres.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever species that is.
Yeah, they could totally do that now.
Or the, what about Lieutenant Eriks, the three-armed Adogian? I mean, there's a lot that they could do with today's technology where they could actually say, look, the animated series is part of Star Trek canon, and here is so-and-so. Here's this character. Here's that alien in real life instead of on a cartoon. So there you have it. They could do that very easily with today's CGI and make that distinction. So there's so much that they could do with this series. I'm really looking forward to it. I love Anson Mount. I have a man crush on him. He's just the man.
That's okay. Everybody has a crush on him.
Did you watch him in Inhumans, Marvel's Inhumans, or no?
I saw it wasn't on very long. I only remember one.
No, it was like half a season.
Oh, was it that long? I saw one or maybe two, and then it was gone. I didn't see it anymore.
Because he played Black Bolt in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he never said anything, though. He was pretty quiet.
No, I'm pretty sure he was the leader of the Inhumans, so I'm pretty sure he did talk.
Was he the leader?
Maybe in the
maybe
in just the one episode you saw, he was very moody and silent then.
Yeah, because I only remember seeing that one, and then I didn't see it again. I don't know if they moved it to a different date or a different time. I don't remember. I do remember seeing
it, though. Yeah, it wasn't very successful in comparison to the other Marvel shows on Netflix and such.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and watch it now. I have to check it out. But anyways, let's go around the room here and get everybody's thoughts on Strange New Worlds. And we'll start off with you, Nate. So what are your expectations? What do you want to see? What do you hope to see?
Again, I would like to see, as far as canonical characters, I would love to see April in it. I would love to see... some of my favorite TOS era ships that we haven't seen, because in TOS we only ever saw the Constitutions for the most part. Discovery ended up opening up some new ships. I would like to see some of my favorite ships from like the FASA game or even Starfleet Battles show up in there. So that kind of stuff would be nice to see.
Yeah, like the USS Larson. Maybe the ship with only one warp engine, that would be cool. We do hear the Scout Star Trek the Motion Picture, they do mention the Scout Fear, and the Scout ship was the USS Larson with one warp engine, so that we could see the Fear. Maybe that would be cool.
Yep. My other favorite ships from like the FASA game are like the Lochnar, the USS Chandley, the Northampton class. Even the Andor class, I would like to see those too.
Yeah, and Lochnar is kind of NX-01-ish looking.
Yeah.
A little bit. So, that'd be cool. And it would be really cool if we saw Harry Mudd show up and kind of be a pain in the ass a little bit, or even Cyrano Jones.
They don't have to recast him because it's the same era, just a couple years later from Discovery, or maybe even a year later from Discovery. I believe it's 2256 or 57.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they already have him under contract. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. He can show up at any time. Maybe bring Stella along for the ride.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, how about you? What are you looking forward to about this new show?
Well, I'm actually looking forward for them to have any excuse to bring back JG and Jeffrey Combs, because they always play aliens and they always do such a good job. I'll watch anything they're on.
Yeah, they are awesome actors. That is for sure. I'm looking forward to it. How about you? What do you think, Charles? We got about 6 minutes left, so what do you think?
Well, one of the characters that we were talking about before everybody joined was we've never seen the Doctor from the cave. The Doctor
Philip
is coming
Boyce.
Back.
Yep, Dr. Boyce.
Dr. Bartender?
Dr.
Bartender.
Yeah.
We've got other crew members we could really get into. Who was there before Scotty?
Wait, there's somebody before Scotty? No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
Well, who was there before Scott took over?
I know.
I believe.
Or is Scott there at this time?
No, I think.
Never know.
No.
I would have to go back and watch it again, but I believe that number one mentions the engineer when Pike calls her to rip out all the holographic communicators because they don't want any holograms at all. And she says something like, well, chief engineer, whose name I can't remember, isn't going to like that much. So they did mention who it was. I just don't remember the name they used.
Yeah, it wasn't Scotty.
It was somebody else.
Well, I'm totally going to watch that tonight.
So I do remember her saying that. I wish I could remember the name. Chief Engineer something. But it wasn't Scotty. But at any rate, I'm really, really, really pumped for this. I love Anson Mount. I love the portrayal of number one and Mr. Spock. As I said, I had the pleasure of meeting Ethan Peck at a convention. He was just so awesome and so cool. And I'm glad that they listened to the fans. And gave the fans the show they wanted. You know, the fans wanted a Pike show, and guess what? We're going to get it. So that is really, really good news. And I'm looking for, I'd like to see them do, just like Nate said, I really am not thrilled about straight up episodic, because I think that would be boring. I want to see story arcs. I want to see three episodes where Harry Mudd comes aboard the ship, blah, 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 blah. And then he causes all sort of trouble in episode two, blah, blah, blah. And then in episode three, they wrap it all up and they jettison him. And then they move on to the next thing. I would like to see something along those lines. I don't want to see him come on the ship, do a bunch of stuff, fly away, and then we go on to the next episode. I want to see them expand upon the stories and give them two or three episodes or four if needed. And again, I don't know how long it's going to be, 10, 12 episodes, I'm guessing. And like Nate said, I'm not sure if it's going to be a one-off miniseries or if this is going to be an actual continuing show. I'm hoping it's a continuing show.
Well, it may depend on how it does.
Yeah. Well, yep. I also agree with Nate. I don't think they would have made the short treks that they made with these characters in them if they weren't committed to, you know, bringing them back and keeping them around. So, you know, we'll have to see.
Oh,
but I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I do want that little girl that was, sorry, little girl, the young girl that was in charge of the Tribble ship. She was very funny.
Oh, yeah, Captain.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't remember her name. I know, I can't remember her name, but she was funny.
Yeah, I can't remember
She was on the Enterprise with Pike before then.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, she was reassigned. Captain.
Yeah, she left the Enterprise to go to the Cabot. You're right.
Yeah.
So she could be on that, on the
back.
Ship. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. She
could
be on the
ship. She
doesn't
have a ship anymore, so I could totally put her back.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, she could get demoted and sent back to the Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what happened to her after she lost her ship and caused
the Klingon.
Well,
I'm sure she got demoted.
malfunction when the ship crashed on the Klingon homeworld with all those tribbles. I'm sure something happened. But at any rate, that wraps up our show on Strange New Worlds, guys. We've been talking about the new Star Trek series, which was announced at 3:45 today by Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, and Rebecca Romijn. And it's called Strange New Worlds. It's going to be on Star Trek, I mean, on CBS All Access at some point in time. We don't know the exact release date yet because we're waiting for COVID to leave us alone. But we definitely are going to be seeing it, so stay tuned for that. I want to say thank you to Nate for calling in. It's been a long time since we talked to you, Nate. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
And, I'm starting a trend.
Yes, it's trending. And same thing with Shannon. It's been a long time since we talked to you as well, Shannon. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight as well.
I would say any time, but that may be tomorrow at the rate we're going.
Yeah, you know, if they drop a bomb on us, it could be tomorrow as well. And, of course, thank you,
well,
Charles.
Speaking of dropping bombs, did you see my other post to you guys about Picard Season 2?
Yes, yes. And
okay.
The character that's not going to be back is Narek, the Romulan.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't actually read the article or anything, but I just saw that, so I figured I'd post it to you guys.
Yeah, Narek isn't going to be back. They said goodbye to Narek. Michael Chabon?
Yeah, Michael Chabon.
I think. Yeah, he said that there's a deleted scene that we might see on the DVD where when Riker shows up with Starfleet, they take him into custody and he gets arrested.
Oh.
We don't, you know, Picard flies away from the planet and leaves him behind, and we don't know what happened to him. But there was a scene where he gets arrested by Starfleet.
They should be arresting the doctor too, because they were supposed to be taking her to Deep Space 12 or whatever for murdering. So that's still a plot thread that is left hanging. So we'll see what happens with the start of season two if they end up just ignoring that plot point and continuing on, or what happens with that, because they got sidetracked because they were supposed to be taking her over there. But
right.
So that's a whole nother discussion for another episode, I suppose.
Yep. So as I was saying, I want to say thank you to Charles for hanging out with me tonight. Charles, it was a lot of fun as usual. And this just seems to be a recurring theme. You and I talking Star Trek and different things seems to be happening all the time.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you hanging out with me tonight, talking about Strange New Worlds. I'm really excited about it. Thank you, Charles.
Oh, thank you.
And
perfect
I want to
time in the chat about this topic.
Yeah, they just dropped it today at 3:45. So
it's
hot off the presses, and we jumped on the bandwagon, which is great. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys listening to us around the globe, wherever you may be. Thank you very much for tuning in. Yeah, there's that pretty lady telling me we got 90 seconds to go. So I got to say goodnight to everybody. Thanks for calling in, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in Thursday night for Trek Talking and Beyond. Make sure you're tuning in Tuesday night. Charles and I will be doing another episode of Sounds of Sci-Fi and Horror and playing some Guilty Pleasures for you guys. Have some fun with us and hang out. And stick around for more news on Strange New Worlds. I'm Uncle Jim. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Have a great night. Stay safe and be good to each other. Good night, everybody.
Live long and prosper.
Bye.
Wherever our mission takes us, we'll try to have a little fun along the way too, huh? Make a little noise. Ruffle a few feathers.